Be'ezrat Hashem's book would begin Perek Revi, the fourth and final chapter in Am's Hilchos Shkolim, in the Sefer Zman, Book of Designated Times, when this Perek we discuss regarding the utility of the Shkolim themselves. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the expenses, what's used for the Trumas Halishka, for that which the coins which are separated from the chamber which all the Machzah Shekels were put over there. So Trumas Halishka, which were that they would separate from the chamber, and they would put into certain boxes, as we said in the second Perek Halacha Dalet, Ma'yasa, about what are done with those monies. So loichim and men that we purchase from those funds, tamidim shel kol yom, the daily sacrifices that are brought every single day, one in the morning, one in the evening, v'masafim, the additional karbanas that are brought on Shabbos, and tovim, v'chol karbanas hatzibin, and all the public karbanas that are brought from the community, v'niskeim, and their libations, v'hamelech, shemolchem boi kol karbanas, and the salt that they sold, all the karbanas. V'chinu eitzim, so too the firewood, im lo yabiyu eitzim, because there were certain times that certain families would bring on those dates, they would bring wood for the pyre, for the fire. If no wood was brought that day, and you could only find with money, those monies would be brought from the Trumas Halishka. Vakatoris and the incense, uschar siyasa, and the wages for those who made the incense, who compounded it. Velechma panim, and the showbreads, uschar oisir lechma panim, and the wages for those who made the sophisticated showbreads that were on the shulchan. The omer and the barley offering brought on the second day of Pesach, Hoshte Alechem, and the two breads that were brought on Shavuos, or Paraduma, and the red heifer, which is the purification of a Tamei person that came from a mess. Vesar Mishtaleach, and the higot that was sent off the cliff on Yom Kippurim. Veloshen Shal Zahiris, and some take out the next three words, Shekoshim Ben Karnov, and the red thread that was tied between the horns of the Sar Mishtaleach. Kol Elu Bo Mitrumas Halishka, all these were brought from these funds which were separated from the chamber where all the half Hashkalm were put. Halacha Beis, Aval, but Parhelm Debar Shal Tzibur, when the courts makes an erroneous ruling and the Jewish people follow that erroneous ruling and therefore they bring a bull for the lapse of awareness of the community. Or Sira Vetzkechavim, or a similar idea, but just as regards to idolatry, when they bring a he-goat when they make that mistake. So Batchila Goyim Lehem, then they initially make a collection from them. The Inabam Mitzvah Selechka, it's not brought from the old Machzah Shekel fund that they had. You have to make a special collection for those kabbanas. Paroiches Shal Hechel, the curtains that were by the sanctuary, tachas binyin asuyas, were taken the place of a structure, and hence the inbama trumas alishka. It's not brought from the trumas of the lishka, elam kachet betik abayis, only rather from the sanctified temple upkeep, because in the first place of Mikdash there were walls that were amma thick that separated between the sanctuary and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The second place of Mikdash, where it was too high, so they couldn't make a wall, so rather what they did was they made curtains. But it had the halacha of binyan, which comes from the betik abayis, from the temple upkeep, because it was taking the place of a binyan, and therefore that's where those funds were brought. Aval parecha shal sha'arim, but the curtains of the gates, boim trumas halishka, that comes from the trumas halishka, because that's made for to be discreet, to cover the openings, and therefore that was not considered as part of the structure per se, therefore it's brought from the trumas halishka. Hamanayra, the candelabra, clay sharis, and the service vessels, mitzvasim, their mitzvah, sheivoyim moistahan nisachim, that from the leftover libations, that funds you use to purchase the klisharis and menaira, and the halachas of the service vessels and those who serve over there. In Paragzan halacha Yud Gimel, Yisbar, it's explained, mahu meisa nesachim, what does this mean, the excess of the nesachim, where there the Rambam writes that every 30 days they would set a certain price that for the wine and the flour with the one that was in charge of purchasing the nesachim. If the price went up, so they would provide with the cheaper price. If it went down, they would provide at the cheaper price, and that difference was a profit for Hekdesh, and that's the Meisin Nesachim, and it's from those funds that they went and they purchased the Klishars. Now, Vim Lohoila Meisin Nesachim, if they didn't have any money, that there was any discrepancy that they made from the excess of the libations, Yaviu Mitrumas Halishka, and then they brought it also from this Trumas Halishka. Bigdei Kohanim, the Kohanic garments, being Bigdei Kohanim, whether the garments of the high priest, being Shor Bigdei Kohanim, or whether the garments of the other garments of the Kohanim, Sha'ivim Ben Mikdash, that they serve in the Beis Hamikdash, Hakol Mitrumas Halishka, these are all brought from the Trumas Halishka, from these Machzah Shekels, which are elevated and separated into those three boxes. Halacha Gimel, Kol Behemos HaNechanim Tzoyis B'Yerushalayim, all animals that are found in Yerushalayim, Oy B'Chutzla B'Karvimen, or out of Yerushalayim, but in the vicinity, in the environs, Bois oilers, you bring those animals and you bring them as a totally burnt sacrifice in the Mizbeach. K'mashis bar b'psalim ha'kadosh, like will be explained in the laws of those animals that are invalid to be brought as karbonis. In Perek Vav Halacha Yotches, we assume that that's what we have to be stringent and assume that's what it is as an oilam. That Neskeim, their libations, and this is the main reason why I bring it over here, is Boim and Trumas Lishka. So we find these animals, so someone's going to find it, he's going to bring it, but he doesn't want to bring from his own pocket the trumas, the nesachim. So that's also brought from the trumas alashkam. And v'chein goyish shalach elasa b'medin acher, so to a non-Jew, a Gentile, who sends his oila, his totally burnt sacrifice from a different country, and he didn't realize it, he didn't send with it the monies to purchase nesachim, but the carbon needs a nesachim, a libations. If you in this game, a trumas alashkam, so those libations are purchased from the funds of the trumas alashkam. Now, Gir Shemesa, a convert, dies. Now, specifically because any other Jew has a relative going all the way back to the Shvatim, to Yaakov Avinu. But a convert doesn't have any relatives, so he can't have his relative obligated to bring the Nesachim. But if he dies, the leftover sacrifices that he was supposed to bring. So, if he has libation that he had separated when he was still alive, crave Mishalai, so it's brought from his own funds. From love of Nad, by Mishra Masaleshka, that's also brought from the Trumas Aleshka. Kongol Shemes, if the high priest dies, and they didn't yet appoint another Kongol in his place, every single day, Kongol would bring a certain flower offering called a Chavitin. Now, there's no Kongol to do it, so they would bring it from the Trumas Haleshka. Those who would inspect the blemishes in Yerushalayim, they would check the kabbans to see that, make sure that it does not have a blemish. And the Talmidei Chachamim, Talmudic scholars, Hamalamdim Hilchas Shechita like Kahanim, Hilchas Kemitza, that they would teach the laws of slaughtering to the Kahanim, the laws of how to take the festival of the flower offering. And Benoshim Hamagalis Benim LeParaduma, the women that would bring up their children for the Avoida, the Paraduma, the red heifer, where they would safeguard them from the moment they're born, that they should not become any Tamei as a great safeguard for the halachas of the purity of the Paraduma. So all these individuals, kulam nitn scharam mitrumas aleshka, they get paid for the service that they're doing. It also comes from the trumas aleshka. For how much scharam, how much do they get paid? This tamid chacham that are teaching, or the mevak mumin, or the woman that bring up their children. K'mayshivis kulam bezin, the amount that the courts make up with them, how much they have to pay them. Halacha hey. Now b'shnas hashmita shi hafker, in the shmita year, which every 7 years there's a shmita, which all the produce is ownerless. Soichim bezin shaymim. So the courts hire guards to guard some of the aftergrowth that is sprouting, because you're not a plant in the Shemitah year, but they have to guard those aftergrowths so that they can bring from it the barley offering on the second day of Pesach and the two breads of the new grain from the wheat on Shavuos. It could only come from the new grain, but there's nothing growing, so that little that they have to hire a guard. And these guards, they take their wages from the Shemitah Lishka. Now, Allah Chavav, Misha is not of Lishma Bechin. Someone's donating that he wants to watch for free. He wants to do a public service. Ain't Shemile, we don't listen to him. Why? Shembali Zroya. Because there's these mobsters, these people that are strong arms. Shemile Yevoy Bitlmehem, because it might come and take it away from them, because there's very little that's growing, and they're going to take it. Therefore, the sages instituted Sheyitlu Sach Ben Lishka. They should get paid from the chamber of Hektish. People should stay away from that place where they're guarding from, because by Hektish paying them for their wages, everyone's going to know, oh, that those aftergrowth are needed for the carbon, and then therefore the difficult people are not going to grab it away from them, so we actually want them to get paid for that reason. Those who edit the scrolls in Yerushalayim, where a person is not allowed to hold on to an unedited sefer, and the courts saw that people were being lazy, so they allowed these funds to be paid for the service of those who edited from the Trumas Aleshka. And so to the dayanim, the judges, shadonim as a gazlanim Yerushalayim, that they would judge the court cases of theft in Yerushalayim. Nitnascharim, they take their wages, which a judge actually not only get paid, but the fact, what's called schar betala, that he's not doing his regular job, we have to compensate him for that. That comes from the Trumas Aleshka, also from the Trumas Aleshka. But how much should they take for payment? Tishim mana b'chol shana, 90 mana, which mana is a certain amount, every single year. Now, if that wasn't enough, even if they don't want, they add on according to what they need. When the haim and the shame of the name of the face them for what they need, for their wives and their children and their older family members, because since they're not doing their regular work, so they have to be provided from the public, from the community, to take care of what their basic things are, because they're giving up to judge these things or to do things that are needed for the community. Regarding the expenses, what is used from the shiyari halishka, which are the leftovers in the chamber? So kevesh hayubainim, they would build a ramp, meharabais, from the Temple Mount, where the Beis HaMikdash is, lahar meshcha, to the Mount of Olives, which is a neighboring mountain. Shalav hayumetzim paraduma, because it was on that ramp, on that bridge, that they took out the red heifer, which was burnt on har meshcha. And mekevesh shemetzim lo b'sar meshalech. There's also a ramp that they took out the higot that was going to be sent off the cliff, where the reason why they made going out of the city, which is where they had to send off the Shar Meshaleich for on Yom Kippur, is because the ignorant people would push to go quickly and send them off the cliff so that it should turn white, the red string that was by the opening of the Heichel. So to stay away from these ignorant people, they made a special bridge. These two bridges were also, the expenses were from the leftovers, not from the Trumas Aleshka, but from the leftovers of the chamber, which weren't separated with the Truma. So too, the outer Mizbeach, called the Mizbeach of the Eila, Vahichal and the Sanctuary of Azars, and the courtyards, Nas and Mishra Alishka, these are all made from the leftovers of the chamber. Amasamayin Shib Yerushalayim, the canal that went through of water in Yerushalayim, Vachemis Yerushalayim, the wall of Yerushalayim, Vachemig Delaseh, and all its towers, Vachal Tzorche, all the needs of the city, by Mishra Alishka, these are low-level sanctities, and therefore they're not from the Trumas Alishka, but they're actually from the leftovers of the coins that weren't separated into the boxes. They all come from the leftovers of the chamber. Now, but goyish, it's not the moiz l'dvar me'elu. Now, if a Gentile donates money for any one of these things we just mentioned, or to do it for free as a service, whatever is needed to be done, we don't accept from him that donation. Even a resident convert or someone, a Gentile who doesn't worship idolatry, it's not for you and us to build. Only the Jewish people could build these things and not the Gentiles. And like it says in Nehemiah, you don't have a portion in the building of the Heichal, Nazar, and all these things cannot be done through a Gentile. Halacha test regarding when there's excess or actually not enough money. So, Meiser, the leftovers of Teruma Salishka, of the coins which were separated into the box. They have leftovers, they didn't need it all. Or Shir Halishka, or the there was the remnants in the chamber which were not separated in the Truma. That we're saying is used for these things that we said in the previous halacha. Then, if you did all these things, you took care of the towers and the walls, Yerushalayim, and then you have leftovers still from the Shir Halishka, or like we said from the Truma Halishka, what they do with the leftover monies is they buy male animals. They're all sacrifices, totally burnt sacrifices on the Mizbeach. It was a stipulation of the court. I'll call my source and old leftover funds. She give oil to Behemoth that they should sacrifice a totally burnt animal sacrifice. But not a totally burnt bird. Because you don't have in the public carbon that of a bird. And these burnt sacrifices that come from the leftover funds of the shkalim, they're called the dessert for the mizbeach. When the mizbeach is not being used, they bring these oilas, the way people, when they already finished their meal, then they have some sweets, some desserts brought over. That's like when the mizbeach is finished, then they brought over these karbanas. Halacha yud, now shkalim, shall speak lohem l'chol karbanas atzibur. Regarding when people would give their half a shekel, but it wasn't enough for all the karbanas of the tzibur that they needed for that year, and they would take out for what they needed for the karbanas from the other bank account, that of the kachim of what was holy for the temple upkeep. They would take out for the what they needed for the karbanas zibra. But other way you can't do. You can't take out what you need for the temple upkeep from the funds that would take it from the Trumas Halishka for the kachim of the mizbeach for the karbanas. Halachid Aleph regarding the obligation of sacrificing the karbanas from the new truma, from the new shkalm that were taken for that year, mishigir shchedish nisan. When it comes the first of nisan, im akrim karbanas tzibur, you do not bring the public karbanas, let's say the daily sacrifices, im truma chadasha, only from the new elevated coins that were separated from the last month. Now, vim loy ba'chadasha, if the new coins didn't, the new month didn't come yet, like the nation, then you take from the old funds. The figure there from Megir Rishchedish Nisa becomes Rishchedish Nisa and Yeshimon Behemis Latimidim Matrimishana, and they have animals which are designated for the daily sacrifices from the old coins that were separated, but you can't use it because from the old funds. So what you do is Paidim Isam, you redeem them, you take money and you say, okay, these monies are the value of these animals. V'yetzin l'chulin, and then those animals go out to be unconsecrated because Avishin Tamim, although they're unblemished, and generally the halacha is that Kachim cannot go out to be chulin through redemption only if it has a blemish, but in this case, even though they're unblemished, the yiplu demeim l'truma yeshana, and then their monies, which transfers the sanctity onto the monies, will be going to the old truma shemekaitzim ba'as mizbeach, which, like we said, those leftover funds are used for the desserts of the mizbeach, like we said in halacha tes. Because shetznai bezin hu al kol abeim shalechem matmin, because it's a stipulation of the courts that any animal that purchased for the daily sacrifices shim lo yitzrichlem, that if they're not going to be needed yitzulchul, they could go out to be unconsecrated. Halachid beis now v'kacha yoisin b'meis hakdos, and this is what they did with the leftover of the incense. Because the Lachmash Matzina is that the Keteres has to be with a weight of 368 mana portions. And there's only 354 days in a lunar year, and every day would be one mana. And then there was another 3 mana that were extra, that was burnt on Yom Kippurim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but that remains with 11 extra mana every single year. So what did they do with the 11 extra parts of the Keteres? Mishagir, Rish Chodesh Nisan, so in Rish Chodesh Nisan, which you have to take everything from the new Truma, Mechalon Eisai, they deconsecrated those sanctified Keteres, Aschar Homanen, for the wages that the craftsmen who compound the Keteres, which they get paid from Truma Salishka, so now the monies of that wages, which that now is deconsecrated, that the Keteres is now going to be transferring to those monies. So the monies are going to be used now for, like we said, for the Keteres Mizbech, old leftovers are used for the desserts, those oilas. And now the craftsmen, since it's deconsecrated the Keteres, it's like chulin now, they could take the leftover guitars for their wages. They're getting paid in those with those ingredients. And then the hekdesh goes now and repurchases the incense from them from the new truma. So that they can sacrifice it from the funds of the new truma. Now, if let's say they don't yet have the new coins of the truma didn't come in yet, then they go and sacrifice. They do the incense from the old funds from the previous truma. We have concluded the halachas of shkalim with siyata shemayim.